my dad is a folky.
Oh, right.
He's this, you know, singer-songwriter, and he used to play me things like, you know, political ballads to put me to sleep at night.
Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star might be good for some toddlers, but young Kerry Rodriguez was singing Dylan's Drunken Ira Hayes, He Won't Answer Anymore. And it was that upbringing that turned her into the musician she is today. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. As the daughter of a musician and painter, and coming from Austin, Texas, the city dubbed the live music capital of the world, you could say that becoming a musician was just in the cards for singer-songwriter Kerry Rodriguez. Kerry got her first big break back in 2001 when she was discovered by legendary songwriter Chip Taylor. She'd go on to record several albums with him, but now Kerry's got a career of her own as well. She's recently released her fourth solo record titled Love and Circumstance. It's a covers album that includes songs by her dad, as well as other artists who feel like family to her. Guys like John Hiatt, Buddy Miller, Richard Thompson, and Lucinda Williams. Kerry Rodriguez talked to FUV's Claudia Marshall in Studio A about the approach she took in remaking some of her favorite songs.
I would just work on these tunes and definitely not listen to the original versions of them while I was working on them. Even if I wasn't sure about a lyric, I'd look it up online, but I wouldn't go back and listen to the original recording because I just wanted to forget about it a little bit and find my own way of doing things.
What a great idea. Because I think the risk is that you are going to do the same inflection or the same,
right,
you know, turn of phrase.
Because so many of these things are songs I've listened to over and over and over again. I mean, Steal Your Love, I remember just replaying that on that Essence album over and over again. So, but yeah, it's great to get away from it. And I like to even sort of forget that I didn't write it. And by the end, I think, oh, wow, gosh, what a great song. That's my song.
Did they lay down the law and lock up your heart? I'm gonna have to steal your love. Some love should be broken from the start. I'm gonna have to steal your love. You went about to give it up for no one. I'm gonna have to steal your love. I don't need a knife, I don't need a gun. I know how to steal your love.
I remember thinking this time around when I was in the booth doing my vocals, just not even thinking about the fact that I was singing. I was just in the song. Like that sort of nervous energy that comes in the beginning when you're first recording is starting to go away, which is great.
And in fact, the whole record does sound very relaxed, although I think at the same time I have to say I've always felt there's somewhat of a rock and roll sensibility to you and, mm-hmm. and to the musicians that you work with. So if, you know, you're going to get filed under country rock, it would be country rock. You know,
that's rock with an A-W-K.
Rock. And right. Somehow it almost seems like there's a little bit less twang on this record, although you've got Merle on here and, you know, so it's not like there's any lack of twang in the source material. So
it's just interesting. Be years of living in Brooklyn. Maybe finally paid off that accent. Mellowed me out. Like Texas twang.
Rodriguez, live with the Gillian Welch tune, Made a Lover's Prayer. from her latest album, Love and Circumstance. Check out more exclusive sessions from FUV Studios online anytime at WFUV.org. Today's Take 5 was produced by Alisa Ali.